Today marks 10 years of war in Syria. This afternoon, the United Nations Security Council will hold a session to discuss the situation in a country which the UN Secretary General has called a living nightmare. After a decade of conflict and displacement, Syrians are now facing the worst humanitarian conditions since the war began, with latest figures suggesting that 60% of the population doesn't have enough to eat. This report from Fiona Mitchell.
10 years ago, the violent suppression of peaceful popular demonstrations in Syria set the country on the path to a horrific war. After a decade of conflict, in the middle of a global pandemic, and faced with a steady stream of new crises, Syria has fallen off the front page. And yet, the situation remains a living nightmare.
A bleak assessment from the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as the world marks 10 years of war in Syria. It began in March 2011 as anti-government protests moved across the Middle East as part of the so-called Arab Spring, reaching the city of Daraa in southern Syria. It spread fast, resulting in a civil war which pitted the government of Bashar al-Assad against a range of opposition groups. President Assad has held on to power, but now controls significantly less of the country. Nada Hamzi is a Beirut-based freelance journalist.
So you have the regime, which controls two-thirds of Syria, or a little less than two-thirds of Syria, and it's backed by Russia and it's backed by Iran. And then you have Turkey-backed Idlib, which contains 2.9 million people, around 3 million people. Then you have the Kurdish northeastern Syria, which is backed by the US.
One of the lasting results of the war has been the number of people driven from their homes by violence. Will Turner is the operations manager in northeast Syria for Médecins Sans Frontières.
It's led to, you know, 13 million people, nearly half of the population of Syria, to be displaced. There's still about 6 million people internally displaced in Syria. Many of those people who live in very overcrowded and unsanitary camp conditions, particularly in the north of Syria, the biggest displacement crisis in a century.
Some left for Europe and beyond, but most stayed in the Middle East. Estella Carpi is a research associate at University College London who studies the impact of forced migration in the region.
80% of Syrians are still living in the region, in the Middle East region, and headed to the neighboring countries, especially Turkey and Lebanon. And local infrastructures in host countries are surely under strain, especially in countries like Lebanon, where public infrastructure was already performing quite poorly, unfortunately.
A major financial crisis in Lebanon, along with the collapse of the Syrian pound, international sanctions, and the COVID crisis has left Syria in the worst humanitarian situation in a decade. An estimated 83% of the country now lives below the poverty line. Arif Hussein is chief economist with the World Food Programme.
So when you put all of these things together, there is no surprise that we are seeing rising food insecurity, rising hunger, not only in the breadth, meaning lots and lots of people, but also in the depth, meaning people are more hungry today. People are closer to starvation today than ever before.
With more and more Syrians being pushed into hunger and poverty and no sign of an end to the war, journalist Nada Hamzi says it's hard to see what the years ahead might bring.
I think mostly it's going to have to be a resolution formed by international powers, but it does feel like the world has turned its back or just forgotten that Syria exists. It's been relegated in much the same way that the Yemen conflict has been forgotten. I feel like Syria has become much the same.
And that was journalist Nada Hamzi ending that report from Fiona Mitchell.